Paul Ramo, broadcasting from the Lockhart County Fairgrounds, and I'm in the Creative Arts Building. And boy, we have a big surprise here. I'm going to say a surprise, but Lois Sather from Madison joins me in the Creative Arts Building. And Lois, congratulations. She made a quilt, and she was the grand champion at the state fair. Am I saying that right, Lois?
Right, in the county sweepstakes contest.
Okay. Well, congratulations. That's a big honor.
Oh, it is. I was so surprised and happy.
Yep. And we're standing in front of your quilt here. It's just beautiful, Lois. So tell us a little bit about the quilt and how long did it take you to make?
Well, I chose a pattern from a quilt magazine, and I made a pinwheel quilt out of fabrics, all from a fabric designer who is a good friend of mine. It's one that I worked on probably a year and a half, okay, off and on, just picked it up and had fun with it.
Okay. Now I understand you're in a quilt club. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I belong to the Prairie Peacemakers. We have Madison and Dawson gals, and we meet monthly during the school year at the Park Avenue Apartments.
Okay.
We share ideas, we have show and tell.
Oh, okay.
We work on community service projects and try to learn something new and just share ideas.
Okay. So how did you, this is just an absolutely beautiful quilt, Lois. How did you come up with this pattern? And
I wanted to find a pattern where I could use the small scale prints, so it had to be small piecing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the colors. I guess I like the reproduction fabrics, they're called, kind of reproduced from fabrics of years ago.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So you took this down at the state fair. How does that work at the state fair? How many people are involved? There are counties or?
Yes. Any county winner can enter in the state fair. And this year they had 14, I believe.
Counties?
And they are brought down, you know, just before the state fair and displayed. They're displayed almost full size,
okay,
down there, so it's fun to see them. And there are some beautiful ones.
Yeah.
It's fun to see.
So 14 counties.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you're the grand champion. So how did you find that out? What was your thoughts like when you found that out?
Well, actually, the morning, the first day of the state fair, early on, I get a text message from my sister-in-law, and she sends the picture. And
with the ribbon on it?
Yeah, surprise. We were going the next day, and I thought, oh, I can wait till the next day. But here she gave me this nice surprise.
That was great news, I bet, huh?
Oh, I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah. How many quilts? Is there hundreds, thousands of quilts? Or?
There's lots of quilts, okay, down there in all different categories.
Okay.
It's just a fun place to just see what talented,
right,
people there are.
Very, very, very talented. And you're one of them. So congratulations on the state fair grand champion. That's awesome. Let's talk about the quilt you made this year for the county fair.
This one was another fun one. Two other gals and I decided to do a challenge quilt. And it kept us going, just comparing how far we were. We cut 1-inch strips, and we made 9-patch blocks. And each of us put them together in our own color range and pattern.
Okay.
It was another fun one that you just sew on for a while and then you set aside and get back at it.
Okay. Now, Lois, I know nothing about quilting, so educate me a little bit here. How does it begin? How do you start quilting?
Usually you find a pattern you like, and then you go through your fabrics, and
okay,
hopefully you have some you can start with, and then often you add more. And then you get the top done, and then you have to decide how to finish it.
Okay.
Some of them are hand-stitched, which are really special.
Yeah.
Both of these I did machine quilt.
Okay. Yeah, that was my next question. Is it mostly machine or hand?
Yeah, this it's getting to be mostly machine quilting because,
okay,
hand quilting takes a long time to finish.
Okay. Well, awesome. That's just great. Pleasant Spot. I don't know if has that ever happened in Lac Parle County, a grand champion at the state fair, do you know, or not?
I did have another one in 2012.
Oh, you did?
It did win at the state fair, too.
Oh, so you've gone through this experience before then.
Yeah, and ironically, it was the same fabrics, same fabric line as this one.
Oh, awesome.
So
I'm going to have to crash a quilting club meeting here.
Oh, we'd love to have you.
You have any men in the club?
No? Not here, okay. But you know, there are some really talented men quilters.
Okay, good.
There are quilt books by men, I know several who've done very nice work.
Okay. Yeah, what other hobbies do you have besides quilting?
Well, quilting takes a lot of time, but I love to garden.
Okay, yeah.
And right now I'm trying to get a new garden space going.
Okay.
Now that we're in town.
All right. Good. Well, thanks for your time, Lois. I appreciate the interview here.
Well, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, and congratulations again. That's a big honor, grand champion at the state fair.
Yes, it is. Okay. I really, really feel that.
Yep, good. Uh-huh. All right, thanks, Lois.
You're welcome. Yep.
Lois Sather here at the Lac Parle County Fair. Come in. You can't miss her quilt. It's in the Creative Arts Building. And Lois will probably be around to visit with her as well. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.